It is National FFA Week, and on KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area chapters. With me is Katie Grant of the Carrollton FFA chapter. Katie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. First of all, who are your advisors?
We have two advisors here at Carrollton, Ms. Brooks Bowman and Mr. Matt Praisewater.
And who are your parents?
Renee and Charles Grant.
Now, you hold the office of president this year. What are some of the other offices you've held in FFA?
I've held both chaplain and secretary the past 2 years.
What are your SAE projects this year?
I actually have a couple. My main one is poultry production, where I raise chickens and sell the eggs. And my second one is ag education, with all of the events and activities that I do through both FFA and 4-H.
Now, you're a senior this year, is that right?
Yes.
As far as other SAE projects, have there been any during high school, or has it been mostly the poultry and the other?
It has been mostly those two. However, I have done veterinary science as I worked at the local veterinary clinic as well.
Now, I know chapters celebrate FFA Week with a lot of different activities. What are some of the activities your chapter is going to be doing this year?
Monday, we are kicking off FFA Week by wearing our boots. Tomorrow is official dress day, where we wear our official dress all day at school. Wednesday, we are wearing camo. And Thursday, we are wearing our chapter t-shirts. And actually, we are also hosting our community luncheon.
What would you say has been your best experience or your favorite activity in FFA?
My best experience is probably being president, as well as getting to compete at the national level for the agri-science competition this year.
How about awards? Have you won any awards during your time in FFA?
I was a nominee for the Agriculture Education Proficiency this year.
What are your future plans, Katie?
I plan to attend Missouri State University next year in the fall here. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to see where it takes me. I'm going to major in general agriculture with a minor in agriculture communications.
I was going to ask you if you're going to stay involved with agriculture, but it sounds like you definitely are.
I definitely am.
Very good. If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would definitely recommend it to anyone who loves agriculture and realizes its importance in the world, just because it's a great organization that really develops you into a great person and a great leader and a great advocate for agriculture.
Katie, thanks for joining me this morning, and we wish you the best luck with the rest of your FFA career, and enjoy FFA Week.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been visiting with Katie Grant of the Carrollton FFA chapter as we salute all the area chapters, their members, and advisors during National FFA Week on KMMO.